No, I think we're... let's not go there.
Okay. Let's not go there. Better, I hope this is going to get edited.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig, episode 64. I'm Craig.
And I'm Reza.
Hi, Reza.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. If you are a new listener to our podcast, welcome. We are going to help you improve your English. With over 40 years of teaching experience between us, we'll help you improve your grammar, pronunciation, and vocabulary. In this episode, false friends, los amigos falsos. But first, some listener feedback from Manuel. Listen to this, Reza. Dear Craig and Reza, I'm a lifelong student of the English language. In the future, perhaps I'll go to an English-speaking country to finally learn it. I have been to many academies, I've met many professors and different methods, and none of them satisfied me. But now I'm happy because I found the duet Craig and Reza, who represent the authentic way of teaching English, listening and grammar at the same time. Congratulations, you are magnificent. I hope quickly a selection for pronunciation.
Ooh, what's that?
Can you help him with that, Reza?
Does he mean I hope you will have a section on pronunciation?
Much better. I hope you will have a section on pronunciation. I'm a new follower through the monthly newsletter Inglés podcast, and I'm perhaps the most veteran student, 82 years old.
Wow. He is a lifelong student.
But with great enthusiasm. In conclusion, I ask several questions, and Manuel has six questions. First, number one, where, day and time, may I hear directly English podcast? Well, we do not broadcast the podcast live, Manuel, but we publish a new episode every Sunday evening at about 8 p.m. Spanish time. Second question, what is the actual translation of podcast? Well, you know this, Reza, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, translation, I would say in Spanish, it's un podcast. It's the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Spanish word is podcast. But what does it come from? It comes from the word pod or iPod and the word cast from broadcast. To broadcast is to emit, yeah, an emission, to emit traditionally a radio show or a TV show. So a podcast, instead of a radio TV show, is recorded audio which can be accessed on the computer. Now, it's called a podcast because if you remember a few years back, the only possibility to download would have been on something like an iPod. Now, of course, you can download in any computer. So that's why it's called a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Question number three, what is the translation of the word Patreon? Well, Patreon is actually a company name. It's a company on the internet, an internet web page that helps people to create art and music and film and dance, etc. And in our case, podcasts. So there is a connection with the word patron, which in Spanish is patrocinador or sponsor. So that's what Patreon is. It's just the name of the company on the website through which you can sponsor and become patrons of people who are creating things. Question number four. About Patreon, I agree with the payment of €1 monthly. And if you would like to sponsor us, Manuel, what you have to do is go to patreon.com, patreon.com/Inglés podcast. And then you find our page, you sign up for our Patreon program, and the €1 is taken automatically from your bank account every month. Now, you can cancel and stop this whenever you want, but it's an automatic payment of €1 a month. And the reason we're doing this is to try to get enough money to pay for transcriptions of every Aprender Inglés con Rosie Craig episode.
To put the make the show notes complete with every single word, which we can't do at the moment.
Yeah, we don't have the time, so we're trying to find money to pay somebody to do this for us. Question number 5, how is the payment made? Well, it's on the Patreon webpage. You write your name, your email address, as I said before, your credit card details, and you can donate also with the PayPal system. Question number 6, Manuel's final question. After all the prepositions with of, the verb in gerund going, can you help him there, Reza?
Manuel, what you mean to say is, after all the prepositions of in any sentence, do we need to use a gerund, ing? Well, if it's a verb, yes, because of is a preposition, as you say, and after all prepositions of, to, without, from, through, around, etc. After all prepositions, if you require a verb, it must be ing form. So yes is the answer.
Yeah, after every preposition, when a verb follows every preposition, it's a gerund. That's one of the rules in English.
But you don't have to use a gerund, though. You could use a noun. You could use a noun. But if you're going to use a verb, put the verb in the gerund form.
Yeah. You can say thank you for sending your email or thank you for the email. Anyway, thank you very much for your attention, continues Manuel. Don't falter. Many people trust in you. Do a good job. Manuel, it's a pleasure for Reza and I to have you as a listener. We really appreciate you listening to us. And we're very happy that we can help you improve your English a little and maybe entertain you a little as well.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm very impressed with your use of the word falter. Good word.
That's unusual.
Don't falter is a very good expression. No, mm-hmm. No falles.
No falles. Don't falter. Don't keep going. Keep going. Yeah. Vocabulary. False friends. Reza, what is a false friend?
A false friend, well, in real life, a false friend is a person that you thought was your friend, but they're not. That's obvious. However, as regards learning English, or any language, in fact, a false friend is an item of vocabulary which you think means something, but you're wrong, because you think it means something which is very similar in your own language because it looks or sounds very similar. But in fact, it doesn't mean that. Craig, can you give us an example of a very obvious false friend for Spanish speakers?
Well, what about sensible? Because sensible in Spanish, there is a word in English, sensible. But sensible is sensato. What's sensible in English?
Right. Sensitive in English.
And how confusing is that? You see the word sensible and you think, oh, sensible is sensible. No, it's not. No. Sensible is sensitive. I'm a very sensitive person. Reza is very sensitive also.
That's a classic false friend for Spanish speakers, isn't it?
Yeah. I've got some more here. What about libreria?
Oh, of course, yeah. You would think looks like library, but it's not.
No.
It's bookshop.
It's bookshop. Libreria is bookshop. And library is...
Biblioteca.
Biblioteca, yeah.
Yeah, you buy books in a bookshop, but you borrow, tener prestado, you borrow books from a library.
Very confusing. Propaganda in Spanish, propaganda, mm-hmm. is advertising.
Yeah. Well, it could be the word propaganda, but in English there are different meanings, aren't they?
It is. Propaganda in English is biased information to promote certain ideas. So in a war, for example, the people you're fighting maybe would release propaganda about your country or their country. So it's biased information.
But if we're talking about everyday life, for example, if you see something on the street saying, drink Coca-Cola, it's good for you.
It's propaganda.
Well, it's advertising, yeah?
Which maybe some people might define advertising as biased information to promote certain ideas.
I guess so.
But it's not used in the same way, is it? It's not used in the same way.
By the way, we don't get paid by Coca-Cola. They're not our sponsor.
Not yet, Reza.
Well, just to make it absolutely crystal clear and shoot myself in the foot, I don't like Coca-Cola. So there you go. They clearly don't sponsor us.
What does shoot myself in the foot mean?
Shoot myself in the foot is make a problem for myself or make it impossible for me to do something. Coca-Cola will hardly sponsor us now since I've admitted I don't like the taste of it.
No, it's bad for your teeth as well. Beneficio isn't benefit, is it?
It can be, but it can also be profit.
Profit, yeah. Beneficio of a company, beneficios ingresos is profit.
Yeah, if you're talking money, yeah. But beneficio can be benefit if you're talking about un beneficio de estudiar en el extranjero. One benefit of studying abroad. So it can be benefit in that meaning as well. Here are a few for you, Craig. The Spanish word blando. How would you translate that?
Soft.
Yeah. Not bland.
Not bland. Yeah, that's true.
Bland is an English word.
Isn't bland soso?
Soso, yeah. Bland, no taste.
Bland food, yeah. And blando is soft.
Here's another classic one. What's the English word for reclamar?
To complain?
Yes, yes.
Una reclamación is a complaint.
Yes. And what about the English word reclaim? How do you say that in English? How do you say reclaim in Spanish?
Not sure. I'm thinking reclaim baggage or luggage when you go on holiday, perhaps, or not sure.
Could be that. Something like recuperar.
Recuperar.
For example, Would it be a good idea to say Spain would like to reclaim Gibraltar? Maybe not.
No, I think we're... let's not go there.
I hope this is going to get edited. Reclaim land. For example, in Holland, they have reclaimed a lot of land from the sea.
Yes.
They've reclaimed, they've recuperated it. Recuperar, that's reclaim, it's not complain.
That's a good use. I have one for you. Carrera.
Oh, yes.
C-A-R-R-E-R-E. I can't really roll my R's. Carrera.
Well, it has two meanings, doesn't it? It can be a race, like a Formula One race.
Yeah.
Or it can be a degree course at university. That's also carrera, isn't
that's it? That's true, but what it is not in English is career. And that's the force friend. It's not career. Your career in English, and we've said this many times, begins after you leave university. After you've done your degree course, which is what carrera means.
Or without any degree course, in fact. It just means your professional life, whether you've done a degree or not.
But it's later in life. It's after your studies or after your schooling.
Craig, the word actual in English is not actual in Spanish, is it? Can you tell us a bit about that?
No. Yes, it's current or present or contemporary. For example, the current economic situation is a disaster. La situación económica actual es desastrosa.
And what about the word actually, the adverb then? I would say something like de hecho or something like that.
Yeah.
For example, I live in Valencia, where they're famous for a drink called horchata. But... actually, I hate it.
De hecho.
Yeah. No me gusta.
It's almost like factually. Yeah.
Yeah.
De hecho.
But Valencians, don't be offended because I do love paella. But horchata, no, sorry.
You don't like horchata? I love horchata.
Oh, no.
Especially in the summer.
Actually, I despise it.
With fartons.
Yeah, fartons. Yeah. So, actualmente in English would be these days or nowadays, wouldn't it? Or currently.
Yeah, exactly. Like actual in English means real. This film is based on actual events, on real events. What about discutir?
That's another problematic one, isn't it? Because it isn't discuss, it's argue.
Exactly.
To discuss would be hablar or debatir, maybe. But discutir is argue.
discutir is argue.
And the noun from argue is argument, discusión.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in English, a discussion is, a discussion could be...
an exchange of views.
Yeah.
An exchange of opinion.
Yeah.
Rezo, I'd like to tell our listeners about something we like. italki.com. Italki is a website where you can find a personal one-to-one teacher at a low cost. And there are many reasons why we suggest trying Italki, but one very important reason is the personalization. You can find a teacher that has a solution to your specific learning needs. For example, maybe you want to study business English. You can find a business English teacher on Italki. Maybe you want to study English just for traveling, for tourism. Maybe you work in a bar or a restaurant and you need catering language. Maybe you want a teacher with an American accent, a British accent. Whatever your needs are as a student, you can find a teacher on Italki to meet those needs. You can learn the culture of where your teacher is living, because language is for communication, so you can connect with people all around the world. And Italki are offering a special deal to listeners of Aprender Inglés con Rezi Craig. They're offering 100 free Italki credits, or ITCs, when you sign up for their paid service. So that's one free lesson when you sign up on their website. So go to inglespodcast.com/Italki. That's Italki. And Reza and I want to thank Italki for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. Estar constipado.
Yes.
Makes me laugh.
It's funny, isn't it?
Is to have a cold in English. But constipation in English is estreñimiento. If you're constipated, you are blocked. Bloqueado.
Mm-hmm. If you're constipated, you can't go to the toilet in English.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're blocked at both ends of the body, but there's a difference in meaning between English and Spanish. Estar constipado is to have, I have a cold. My nose is blocked. I have a cold. It's not my bum is blocked. Embarazada?
Oh, that's pregnant.
Isn't it embarrassed?
No. No. Embarrassed.
My sister's embarrassed. No, she's not. She's pregnant. Embarazada. Embarazada means pregnant.
Embarrassed would be something like in Spanish, I'm embarrassed. Me da vergüenza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It means I feel silly. I feel stupid because I've done something silly.
Yeah. Exit?
Not exit. Exit is salida. So what is éxito?
Success. Uh-huh. Our podcast has had a lot of success.
Okay, Craig, here's one for you. The Spanish word un suceso. What's that in English? I've got you there, haven't I?
Can you repeat it?
Spanish, un suceso.
No idea.
Have you ever seen that word in a newspaper or something?
I don't read newspapers.
Sucesos. There's particularly in local newspapers, you get a couple of pages which are sucesos. Incidents, events.
Okay, so how can that be confusing?
Because it's not success.
Right.
Suceso is incident.
Okay.
And éxito is success.
That's clear. We are extranjeros. Does that mean we're strange?
Yes.
We are strange, but...
It does. But that's...
extranjero is another false friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's foreign. Foreign or foreigner. We are foreigners because we are foreign. Now, many foreigners are strange. They wear socks with sandals.
Yes.
Especially the British who live on the Costa Blanca and the Costa del Sol. But extranjero, foreign or foreigner. Be careful with the spelling of foreign. F-O-R-E-I-G-N. Pronunciation, foreign. Do you have any more?
Yes. What about the translation of tiempo in English?
Ah, now that could be time and that could be climate.
Yeah, weather. Yeah.
Weather.
Weather as in climate, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
¿Qué buen tiempo hace hoy? How would you say that in English?
What a lovely day.
Yeah. What lovely weather.
What lovely weather we're having. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you're doing an exam, quite often you have to keep an eye on el tiempo.
The time,
the clock, yeah.
Keep an eye on the time.
¿Cuánto tiempo gastas? How much time do you spend?
How about this verb, pretender?
Yes.
It doesn't mean pretend.
No.
It means intend.
Intend, yeah.
Which in Spanish, tener la intención de. So, for example, I intend to go on a diet starting tomorrow. Tengo la intención de hacer régimen a partir de mañana. Mm-hmm. Pretender means to intend to do something.
And to pretend means to act that something is the case, but it's not. Exactly. Fingir. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Simular.
To act like. Hacer para hacer que. Exactly. Simular. For example, he pretended to eat her ice cream. Hizo para hacer que se comía el helado. Reunión. Tenemos una reunión mañana. It's not a reunion.
No.
The English meaning of reunion is slightly different. So reunión is meeting, but a reunion in English is a meeting of friends or family after a long time, which I think in Spanish would be reencuentro.
Reencuentro.
Yeah. For example, a school reunion or a family reunion. You come together, you reunite after many years. Mm-hmm. Toca a ti. Your turn.
Not a problem for you probably, but for many Spanish people. How do you say in English, la moto?
The motorbike.
Yeah. You might think, well, that doesn't seem to be a big problem, but how would you translate then el motor?
The motor. The engine.
Or motor.
The engine or motor, yeah.
But Spanish people often mix that up.
Yeah.
Moto, la moto, and el motor. La moto is motorbike, and el motor is a motor or engine.
Good one, yeah. Didn't think of that one. Simpático.
Friendly. Not sympathetic.
Yeah, likable, pleasant. Reza is un hombre muy simpático. He's a very likable man. Because sympathetic in English means compasivo or empático. Not the same. They were sympathetic, but they could not help, for example. Or he wasn't in the least sympathetic. No mostró compasión alguna.
Craig, a question for you. Right now, is there any person in your kitchen?
No, there isn't.
So there's no cook in your kitchen?
No, there's no cook.
But there is a cooker.
Ah, right. Yes. There is a cooker, yeah.
Another classic.
But how is that a false friend? It's confusing cook the person and cooker the thing, the appliance.
Yes, people think that cooker, it's logical that a Spanish person would think cooker. Well, ER at the end is quite often ERO or ERA in Spanish. Cocinero, they think. Ah, cocinero, cooker. Well, no, you're wrong.
Oh, it's the ER that's confusing.
Yeah. Cook is cocinero or cocinera. And cooker is la máquina de cocinar, la cocina.
Mm-hmm.
Cooker is cook.
I have no more.
I've got one more. How would you say in English, un militar?
A soldier.
What about the word military?
In Spanish.
The English word military.
The English word military is the collective noun for the Navy, the Army, and the Air Force.
Yeah. But it's not an individual soldier.
No.
But in Spanish they say un militar is a soldier.
So how do you say military in Spanish?
Well, as a noun.
As a noun.
Una fuerza armada o las fuerzas armadas.
Right. Okay.
For example, he's in the military. Está en la, es miembro de las fuerzas armadas. But as an adjective, there is the word militar in Spanish, which is military. A military uniform. Uniforme militar.
A military leader.
Military leader.
Right.
Leader militar.
As an adjective.
But un militar, the noun in English, is a soldier. Un soldado, un militar, a soldier.
Got it. Okay, do you have any final false friends?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening. Remember, you can contact us through the webpage at inglespodcast.com, and you can send an email to Reza at belfastreza@gmail.com. On next week's episode, Vegetables, Las Verduras. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later. So until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
Goodbye.